For many Americans, the economic future belongs to China. We hear it all the time.
According to that IMF forecast, China's economy could overtake that of the U.S. to become the world's biggest by 2016. And that is
education survey.
China scores top marks. U.S. and France lag.
Chinese are kicking our butt in everything.
The view in China is more guarded. Recent surveys by two of China's biggest banks found most of the nation's richest people are thinking about establishing residency in another country or switching their citizenship altogether. Turns out America is high on that list, as NPR's Frank Langfitt discovered.
Last fall, wealthy Chinese gathered at a Beijing hotel to hear a pitch by Patrick Quinn, the governor of Illinois. He wanted them to invest in a convention center project at O'Hare Airport.
You can't have capitalism without capital. So we really are interested in encouraging people from everywhere, but particularly here in China, our dear friends, the people of China, to consider Illinois as a place to make investments.
The required minimum investment, $500,000. In exchange, Chinese investors could get a green card or permanent U.S. residency in less than 3 years. The program, run by the U.S. government, is called Investor Immigration. Oliver Waugh, who does market research for Western companies here, attended an O'Hare investor event in Shanghai this month. Waugh says rich Chinese want green cards so they can protect their wealth as China's economy inevitably slows.
Everybody worries. Because if you have money, you worry. Because of so much assets. Tomorrow, this asset's going down. So much worries.
Waugh attended the Shanghai event on behalf of his brother, a wealthy real estate developer. Waugh said his brother's interested in emigrating so he can transfer assets outside of China more easily. In China's one-party system, businessmen rely on relationships with the government to prosper. Waugh says if things turn sour, there's no protection.
You get rich working with the government. If you don't work with them, then you may get nothing. And you may lose everything. So that probably is the most dangerous situation.
Many wealthy Chinese are anxious because despite China's tremendous progress, the country still faces a lot of challenges. Income inequality is staggering, corruption systemic, and public protests a daily occurrence. Liu Yang manages a company that helps wealthy Chinese get green cards.
Many people have questions about the uncertainty surrounding China's economy, so they start looking for a second or third option.
Last fiscal year, nearly 3,000 well-to-do Chinese applied for investor green cards in the U.S. That's up from just 270 4 years ago. A recent survey by Bank of China and Hurun, a company that tracks China's rich, found that 60% of Chinese millionaires have either emigrated, are in the process of doing so, or thinking about it. A China Merchants Bank report found the top reason was a better education for their children. The second, protecting assets. Again, Liu Yang, who switches to English.
I think last year, outclimbed by maybe 100 houses in the United States. Yeah, 100 houses.
Yang says Chinese like U.S. real estate because they can own it in total, and they can pass the homes on to their children. In China, the government controls the land. People can own houses, but they can only lease the land underneath.
We buy the house. We only can use 70 years. But in American or some country, we can get the land forever. So definitely, my client always wants to buy something forever, right?
Yang says most Chinese who apply for investment immigration are legitimate, but he says 5 to 10% want to hide money they got through corruption.
So these people want to put money outside China and, you know, washing. We call washing money. So I have some client come to my company, say, I have money, I don't have any document. I say, no, this is illegal.
Andy Zhang is a far more typical candidate for residency. He studies automotive engineering in a technical school in Houston. Home in Shanghai on break, Zhang, 23, attended the investor event to learn more about a green card. He says a green card could help him advance in the U.S.
It can bring me some benefits such as education or employment. It gets easier to get employed.
How do you like living in the States?
I love it. I used to live in Arkansas for 2 years, so the life over there is quite different. It's quiet and cozy, but Shanghai's the life pace is too fast.
Zhang isn't giving up on his homeland. He hopes to work in the U.S. for BMW for several years and then probably return to China. Another person looking for residency in another country is Leo Lee. He works in the solar panel business. In the next several years, Lee hopes to save enough money to qualify for investment immigration in Singapore or Canada. One reason? More freedom. Lee explains by way of a joke. A boss is questioning a Chinese employee on why he wants to move overseas.
You are not satisfied with China, with the work? He said, I'm pretty satisfied with the work. With the pay? He said, the pay is good. How about the politician? Oh, it's nice in China. Then why are you still moving out? So the guy said, because in other country, I can say I'm not satisfied. Now you understand?
Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Shanghai.